I'm joined by John Hooper, who's just come out of a press conference with the papal team. How do they respond to the reports of these five arrests, John?
Well, we spoke to Father Federico Lombardi, who is the Pope spokesman at St. Mary's College in Twickenham, where the Pope has been talking to figures from education, to school children, and to the leaders of other faiths and denominations. He said that the Pope was informed of the arrests during the meeting come rally with the school children, but he said that they had not been informed that there was a link between these arrests and the papal visit. He neither confirmed nor denied it. He said that he couldn't say one way or the other whether there was this link. He said, though, that the papal team had been advised that there was no need for them to change their plans as a result of the arrests, and he said, quoting the Pope, a phrase that he used on the plane carrying him over to Britain yesterday, he said the Pope would continue with courage and joy.
So there's no sense that they're kind of rattled by this?
No, in fact, he said, casting his mind back to an earlier papal visit, I think it was a lot more dangerous in Sarajevo than over here. The impression that they're giving is that they don't yet know that there is a link, but they're not ruling it out, and that they are going forward with no intention of changing a visit, which he said the Pope felt was going very well. He was very pleased with what had happened with the various ceremonies and events, and that the mass last night in Glasgow and the meeting with the school children this morning, he described them as being feasts of joy.
And any more details from the papal party about the arrests?
Nothing at all. No, they had nothing to add to the little that has come out from police sources. So from this end, the message is that things go ahead as normal.
Okay, John. Thanks a lot.
Not at all. Not at all.